Looking to get into sports betting? Well, look no further than HedgeBetter. Traditional sports is rigged anyway. Here at HedgeBetter, we're working hard to create and develop the platform that revolutionizes the future of how we as a nation view sports betting. Traditional sports betting is designed to favor books and lose you money. HedgeBetter puts the odds in your hands, cuts out the middleman, and aims to empower a future generation of sports bettors. At HedgeBetter, your bet is an asset, and we give you all the tools to maximize your profits and potential. We can't wait to come to your state soon and help you make the most of your sports betting experience. In the meantime, be sure to visit our website at www.hedgebetter.com to learn more and sign up for our mailing list. To stay up to date with all of our content, podcasts, including Steel and Naz, promotion, and events, follow us on Instagram at HedgeBetter, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and click on the link on our website to check out our blog. Everyone, it's even on Monday. Let's have a day. Back here for episode 72. We've kind of had a little bit of a hiatus. We recorded on the big Kevin Garnett tribute day. I think that was about 10 days ago, so it's good to be back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Steel and Naz, brought to you by HedgeBetter from our headquarters in Braintree, Massachusetts. What's up, boys? How we doing?
Fantastic. Glad to be back. Very good. Way too long.
I'm trying to get back to neutral today, or is level five?
Yeah, we're always trying to get back to neutral.
There we go.
Especially after last fucking week.
Tough weekend.
Tonight, I'm not going to bury the lead. We're just going to get right into it afterwards, after I do this here. But the Celtics, you know, best team in the NBA since, you know, the start of January. We'll have our thoughts. You know, I think they can make a deep playoff run. Bruins made some deals with the deadline. Steel wrote in here, Trevor Story's a bitch. So the Red Sox signed Trevor Story. Going to play second base. So that's a big come up. The Yankees lose and the Red Sox win there.
Maybe.
That's good. Afterwards, we have a big, I guess I'd say, local guest. Good to see Jimmy Askins. He might make his way in here. We're recording before. Hopefully he's supposed to come in within the next half hour.
We'll believe.
Be a treat if Jimmy comes in here.
Yeah. We'll recap the NFL free agency with him. We might touch March Madness before or after. I don't know. We'll see. And, you know, I think most of us saw the Batman movie. That would be a good review type of shit. And the rest of the stuff we kind of saw from over the weekend. Saw some great weather. Finally got out there. I did some things. We'll get into that as well. Right, guys?
Sounds good. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't worry, I didn't kill anyone.
Yeah, Jesus, yeah.
Nice weather.
Yeah, got sunny out now.
Couple murders under your belt. Couple two-tree.
Yeah, yeah. Saw the Batman, went nuts.
So we'll dive right into this as the 46-28 Boston Celtics. I didn't have much belief when they were 23-24, about 52-3 games in. And, you know, I was a little bit skeptical, but since then, I think they're 24-3. They traded Dennis Schroeder away. They traded Josh Richardson, which everyone thought that was going to be a downfall. I think everyone was good with the Schroeder decision. But the fact that they've been able to come together and Ime Udoka looked like he was not in there, at least the first half of the season, is no doubt a Coach of the Year candidate.
Unanimous.
Might be. Yeah. This team seems like they can't be stopped. And, yeah, it's all good news when you – playing well and everything's going right, but what's going to happen when this team eventually, you know, finds a bottom turn? Steel, what's kind of your first take on what you see of this Celtics team?
I see absolute greatness in what they're doing. The defense, I mean, it's by far the best in the league. I think over like the last 2 months, they have like a plus 400 point differential. They're massacring everybody. I think it was like 2 games ago they played Jokic, held him. I mean, Grant Williams became the Batman because he was just shutting the Joker
down.
They blew
him off the court.
And I mean, that's one of the hardest to guard big men in like the history of the game. He does everything, and incredible.
They just have the recipe to me. You have a bunch of role players who are sitting there and doing their job. I've never been more pleased with Marcus Smart. Like he took
the leader.
He took 3 shots last night. Took 3. He's accepted the role as facilitator. He's going to be the best defensive player on the court. I mean, not too far behind him is Robert Williams, but an exceptionally well top 10 center in the NBA right now. No question. But that is the lead for me. Yeah, Jason Tatum, superstar level. Jaylen Brown, one of the best two-way players in all of basketball. But when you take a look at this team, and it's people accepting their roles, and it's a guy, Derek White, who has a similar role to Marcus Smart, Al Horford, not the Al Horford that we used to know, but, you know, comes in, plays really hard on both ends of the floor. And then Robert Williams is a bet out of hell. You can throw that shit up. It's going down either
player
way.
Of the year. Defensive player of the year.
Yeah, Grant Williams has been quite the surprise. Peyton Pritchard, Daniel Tice, you know, all these guys who has come in and have played exceptionally well. I think Daniel Tice has been a good back end, you know, 8 or 9 guy. I think you got to roll 8, 9 deep here. You can talk about, oh, what happens if they get an injury or two, but that's for every team. You know, that I hate that.
And one thing, too, especially with Pritchard, is he's starting to play great defense, too, even as, like, the little guy. Because he was always, like, right out of the gate, his, like, first couple games with us, he was just, like, off the bench, could throw up some points and be a spark there. But he's playing defense as hard as anybody, too, and it's incredible.
Oh, yeah, and Jason Tatum, I looked at the top 8 odds today to win MVP, and he wasn't in there. I still can't believe that.
That's crazy.
He's not even the top 8.
Like, he should be top 5.
He should be top 5. I don't think he should win. I think Joel Embiid should run away with it.
If it's 5th. Yeah. But, like, he should be 5th.
He should be 5th.
I think
he's finally stepped up. He finally, like you said, everyone's getting their roles. Like, that's really all they needed. I'm glad they didn't blow it up. I'm glad I hopped on the bandwagon and saved them. I don't know.
Glad I never faltered.
I made a decision back in the All-Star break, and it's only looked good for me.
One of my favorite things I saw was last 16 games against teams in the playoffs. They are 15-1,
and they lost. That was the were here. That was the KG
Mavericks.
Yeah, that was the Mavericks game, and, which I profited on, which was great. So
no, that's
a win.
That's big. I mean,
Tom Brady came back, so that day doesn't even count.
Yeah, doesn't count.
Yeah, they were flustered. They had their minds on. KG was in there. You really can't lose that game on KG tribute night, though. But either way,
they got the Jalen Brown dunk with the hand drop.
I am worried that they're gonna. I just have a bad feeling about the playoffs.
Don't say peak too soon.
I am gonna say it. I have a bad feeling.
You have a bad feeling.
I think that bodes great for them.
They're getting our hopes up too much. They're too good right now. I could. I don't know if got the Nets. I think they need to make sure that they get the first round matchup best. I think they should lose to make sure that they
even if they win, they could finesse it. So you really don't know until the last like 5 games.
Finesse the easy. Really know. I know.
Yeah.
But everything is pretty tight where I think it could be known, like where you're going to land and how you could even match up in the second round, maybe.
My number one important thing for this team is outside of that Nets game, which was a phenomenal game, like Jason Tatum.
Yeah, that was a playoff game.
Kevin Durant going back and forth. That's the one game you saw, you're like, wow, like hitting shots down the stretch, you know, getting the job done. Because they're blowing the brakes off a lot of teams, and that's good. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing at all. But it'd be better if they played some more, competitive games where it's not just Jason Tatum, you know, winning the game at the end. It's a Derek White or a Peyton Pritchard not hitting that shot when they're up by 30 points. Shot to make them go up 3 points and, you know, grab the lead with 30 seconds to go. I think that's really important stuff. But to your point of Magic of finding the right seed. So as of today, they're sitting in tied for second place with the Milwaukee Bucks and the 76ers, a game and a half of the number one seed. So I think the most important thing, again, to your point, Magic, you're making some terrific points tonight, is to avoid the Brooklyn Nets at all costs. I think the only team I'm truly would be like, I don't think we're going to win that. I think they can go 7 games with any of these teams in the Eastern
Conference. Oh, yeah. They have a chance against all of them.
But Milwaukee and Brooklyn are the ones that scare me the most. Anyone that says that, you know, Oh, bring me Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving. Like, I don't think you want that.
No.
I'm fine with that later rounds.
Oh,
not
exactly.
First round.
Exactly. Agreed.
And Giannis is like if he wants, like, as great as they're playing, like, if he wants to go like 50-12, it's like.
But think about like a 7 game series with the Brooklyn Nets. The 1 and 2 players in that whole series, Kevin Durant. And that's a coin flip between Jason Tatum and Kyrie Irving. Whatever you would want to do there.
Grow up.
I don't like those chances.
Jason Tatum's a 2. Grow up.
I'm probably the leader of the Kyrie Irving hate club, but
not anymore.
I'm still questioning.
Not anymore. Yeah, everyone, you just got voted the fuck
that
out
you
of
just
it.
Just gave
buddy.
Him that.
Yeah, beat
that
it.
Recognition.
I didn't give. I'm just saying it's close. And if that's close, and then your next one is Jalen Brown down there, it's really that's a tough one to go up against. So for me, Brooklyn Nets, nine games back, so they're 2.5 behind the seven seed. They're looking like they're going to play in the first or maybe second play-in. So you want to, I think you want to avoid one or two. You want to get the number three seed, but you know that number one seed still looks kind of tasty. It looks pretty damn tasty.
If you could get the one, I'd say get the one.
And that's just because of mental.
But like, three
like
looks
you,
good.
Like if you're the one seed, like that's like
home court throw.
Yeah, like home, that's home court throw. Huge.
Behind
and,
the,
and you're the balls of the league.
Yeah.
If they get that one seed, yeah. they truly are the hottest fucking team.
I know Anton hasn't been here in like a year, but like.
Might be two.
Home court advantage throughout the playoffs. Those fans on a rocking TD Garden. Give me
why,
that.
Why you meant, oh, yeah.
Give me that, because the fans, baby. That's what it's all about.
No, and the Celtics fans, they're big. They're major.
The playoff Garden's intense.
They match up well, though. The Heat, you saw the Heat last night. Jimmy Butler almost fought Coach Eric Spoelstra there. That was scary.
I love Jimmy.
And then
J-Butt.
Spoelstra was ready to give him the mitts.
No, well, the other guy who's still on the team
Spoelstra,
for some...
Yeah, Spoelstra rolled him up and was like fucking ready to go.
Udonis Haslam was ready to just like... Udonis Haslam would beat up Jimmy Butler.
100%.
I think 100%.
100%.
Have you I looked in last night of like why Udonis Haslam's still like on the team. He hasn't played like... He probably has played like one game a year the past like 5 years. And I'm asking, and I'm like, what? Is he more of a coach? It's like, no, that he has so much respect of that organization that they just keep signing him the veteran minimums that they're like, yeah, if you want to keep playing, we'll. So this guy can play.
I bet he walks in the GM's room and says, pay me.
What a fucking winner. Well, what a
the veteran minimum is $2.6 million a year. That's a hell of a paycheck for a year.
To sit there.
And fight people, almost fight people.
That's putting bullpen catcher to shame.
They said last year the only game he appeared in, he got ejected in the first 5 seconds. Just everything you want.
That's
everything you want.
2.6 mil in the bank.
But I bring up the Heat.
He brings up that grittiness.
Because you have all these teams, you know, in the Celtics contention, whether you're talking about first. I don't really want to talk about more than getting past the first round because that's
naturally
that's what you have to do. But all these teams, I think the Sixers, the Celtics can take out. Milwaukee, that's a tough series for me. Milwaukee, I think, is the best team in the East. I think the Celtics are right behind them.
I'm gearing up for a championship run later rounds.
I agree.
I know I said they're peaking too early, maybe, but I fully am willing to say that I think we could go to the ship.
I agree.
And I don't know if they'll win the ship.
It's not a hot take anymore. It is not a hot take.
They're too hot. And they got too many. Tatum's too good.
You know it too, because the Celtics have always, since they've been like the Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, they've always been one of the teams that like the pundits on like ESPN and stuff like shut down. Like kind of, they're like, oh dude, like they don't stand a chance. Like whatever. But even the like Stephen A's of the world and shit are like. They're fucking amazing. Like they're like that's the best team in the NBA.
But it's another thing to do it, and that's why I just want the playoffs to start, because it's another thing to do in the regular season. It's a whole other thing to do in the playoffs. Don't get me wrong, they've been to Eastern Conference titles there, but it hasn't really been like they're here now. A couple years.
They were there. Years. Tatum and Brown. Rookie.
Would they play?
Tatum's rookie. Yeah, they played LeBron. They lost in seven.
Oh god.
Because Terry Rozier went 1-for-16 in that game. I was at it. I was off.
I could see that being like us against the Bucks in the finals too. The conference.
But
finals.
Nah, they have more because I mean I love Isaiah, but Isaiah was their top guy. I think that year they have superstars on their team now. I mean Jason Tatum's just ridiculous. I'm retracting that comment too. Fuck Kyrie Irving.
Yeah, that was nuts. I can't believe you did that already, dude. That was crazy.
It's a weird move.
But yeah, that was nuts.
Just from a guy who literally said he'd never speak his name again on here.
It's gonna happen. But I'm looking at the teams here who they could possibly play in the first round. Other than Brooklyn, and you look at a team like Chicago. Chicago's a team who's in first place for half of the season. They've gone down. Cleveland's another team easily beatable. Even Toronto at seven there, if they somehow maneuver there. Toronto's an easy win. So for me, the Bucks and the Nets, avoiding the first round, you will play them. You will play at least one of them. But if you can somehow get Brooklyn against the Heat or Brooklyn against the Sixers or even the Brooklyn against the Bucks, you're eliminating a really good team in the first round. And you don't want to get in that matchup in the first round where you're one of those teams that's really good that gets sent home too early because you got a bad matchup.
If it's Bucks Nets, that's ideal.
Oh, you want someone to get smoked in the first round, whether it's, you know.
Give me the Nets win in that series.
Yeah, I just Brooklyn has no coaching, no defense. Kevin Durant.
I hope they win. I don't know if they would win, but
yeah,
I hope they win.
Yeah, they got a they're coming back after last year losing to Milwaukee.
Hey, a playoff Boston Garden booing Kyrie would be a spectacle.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
that'd be an absolute.
I'd be all in.
That'd be an absolute.
He still thinks that like we're like missing him too. It's like no, you're so much of a loser that like.
He won't be saying that after.
No, that was wicked funny. Like, yeah, they no one in this greater Boston area.
No, you're not. Yeah, you're the next girlfriend that I shove you under the casket.
Bang.
On the other side, Western Conference. So Phoenix has been the best team in the league all year, but Phoenix has had a dynamite first half of the season. I think they only lost like 5 or 6 games. So Phoenix, I think Phoenix won the first half of the season. The Celtics have definitely won the second half. So, you know, the two best teams could clash. And even Memphis, there was another team that they're 15-23 right now, but they're like a, they're like 16-3 or something without Ja Morant. Like, how crazy? Who the hell is on the Grizzlies besides them?
They do just like grind it out every night and just get it done. Got to respect it. That team's insane. Awesome.
What I see to the Jazz right now?
Jazz are number 4. They have a very similar record to us.
Just good win for us last night.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, no, that was definitely a good win. I'm Donovan Mitchell. He's always a hell of a player. That's definitely being a good team. I'm going to the Garden for the first time. Well, first time in a Celtics game. Since a long time ago. Actually, maybe even since, I think maybe since the Game 7. I don't think I've been to a Celtics game since then.
When do we got?
Minnesota.
All right.
Playing Minnesota Sunday.
They're hot. Sunday they're night. Hot right now, right?
Yeah. They've won 7 of the last 10. That's a good team. Karl Anthony Towns.
He's on
Anthony
fire.
Edwards.
He's on fire.
It's a good team. Currently in the playoff position in the Western Conference.
I like that game for
you. Yeah.
Make sure you get some popcorn.
Oh, yeah.
Hit the concessions.
We're going the North End before. I'm still on the keto. Ooh. I'm gonna have to bury myself in something.
Jesus. Who's going?
We'll leave that to after the show. Yeah. The team's going. I'm trying to get Big Paul there. I don't know if he's going to go. Skit.
Forbes?
Yeah.
All right.
We'll see. I don't think he'll be in. Yeah. So good Celtics talk there. I think that was the most we finally have given them like their rightful praise. I think each time we talk about them, it's been progressively getting better. But like, when is it gonna turn? And I'm waiting, and I don't want to be that negative motherfucker. But like, fuck, man.
Don't be.
I think we're good.
Believe.
I think we're good. I think we can ride into this. I mean, we were talking about blowing this team up for like the first like. Literally the first half.
I think everyone was.
We hated them all.
Ime Udoka, get them out.
We look like assholes now. We look like Felger, Mazes.
And it's awesome.
But you know what? Yeah.
We're here. Let's go.
No one liked them. Hated them.
You think about things really turned when they like just made those tiny moves at the deadline more. In particular, Derek White. I think they've only lost one game since
he's been on Derek White and Daniel Tice.
Yeah.
And somehow they became the greatest fucking team.
And
in
they
the league.
Just needed to figure shit out.
And then they're just like, I think Eddie House came the other day, last week, when the KG thing happened. He went on the live thing. It's like, yeah, because they got rid of that motherfucking Dennis Schroeder. That's why they got better. That guy's an asshole. I was like, wow.
Shots nice. Fired.
Really shots
Eddie House was always a great character.
Oh
on
my
the team.
God.
Yeah, he's great.
One of the greatest shooters I've ever
they
seen.
They got him on like the post game show now, I think.
Yeah, which
like,
is
he's like on the
He
thing.
Might have made a cut like just because of that statement. But I guess get this guy on. They like him.
Him and Perrick were going at it the other night. Perrick was like, McDonald's All American. He was like, hey man, shut the fuck up.
I do love that. I love Perrick and Scal. I hadn't watched the game recently, but I did catch one. I was like, who the hell is this guy with Scal here? And they were like, Perk.
I'm not big on Scal, but Perk's one of the most electrifying NBA analysts in the whole league. There's a reason why he's on ESPN. There's a reason why he's on a big show.
He's good.
Yeah, and he'll just like suck the Celtics too. Like it's fine.
That's what we want.
No, it's fine. And in particular, it's very hot right now. He should.
Yeah.
But I was even watching earlier today, and they just had like a round of people of ranking the best teams in the Eastern Conference. And yeah, everyone's giving Celtics the praise as they rightfully should. But KP was going all in. I love how you can call him KP too. I'm a big Kenny Powers guy. That's like goes apples with oranges.
Love it.
Oh, it's great. Moving on. Major League Baseball in full swing. Spring training here. Rich Hill throwing 85-mile-an-hour fastballs. Love it. But the signing of now second baseman Trevor Story for the Boston Red Sox, obviously great stuff. Will Middlebrooks had to go up to him and tell him how much of a shithole New York was. You know, he literally said the place smells like garbage, so he came to the Red Sox.
He's not wrong.
That was literally
it does. I mean, like it does. Like I'm a Yankees fan, not a New York guy.
It's good to see, but on the contrary, you're like, All right, so what are they going to do with Xander Bogaerts and Rafael Devers in particular, and more importantly, Xander Bogaerts, because you get a shortstop coming in from a low market team out west, and you tell them, oh, you probably play second base for a year, and we'll see what happens. And you have a guy, Marcelo Meyer, who, won't be on the team for 3 years. I'm going everywhere right now. But my point is that Xander Bogaerts, future with the Boston Red Sox is up in the air. And that's sad to see because he's one of the best shortstops in the game. And if you don't sign him, you're just a straight-up idiot.
You get, if you guys signing Trevor Story is like what makes Xander Bogaerts not a Red Sox anymore, I love this deal. I love it. I absolutely love it. You guys brought in a Coors Field fucking legend to just like get rid of the biggest shortstop that's killed me for like the past 4 years.
Because I think Trevor Story is going to be good, but he's going to hit like, who are we kidding? He's going to hit 235 and hit like 25 jacks. Like, he's not going to be this high average guy. No, he's never been that high average guy.
He's a Coors Field guy. You don't know what he's going to do.
He's going to play ping pong with that Green Monster, but he'll have fun doing it. He'll hit some blooper home runs at Yankee Stadium in right field. It'll be good stuff. 25, 30. Maybe 30.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Is he the only big move we've got made so far?
The biggest move, back to my point of Alex Cora came out today, and I'm just up in arms with it. They said, when there's a lefty on the mound, JD Martinez is going to play left field. And that's leading. Why? Because JBJ can't hit lefties, which goes back to the point. Why would you ever trade Hunter Renfro, 30 home run hitter, for this piece of shit guy who you already had in Jackie Bradley Jr.?
Also love that.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, by the way, you're not playing with lefties. Lefties are pitching. We're going to play our 35-year-old slugger. JD Martinez can still slug, but can't move at all in the outfield. And you're telling me that was a good move for the trade. What are they didn't get anything else back.
That's the equivalent of like why the Yankees got rid of like Luke Voit. He can't play first. He can't do it. And it's like he can't play outfield.
Who can't
play? It's not physical. JD.
Oh, yeah.
He can't do it.
Yes. But that's not my point of the whole thing. My point of the whole thing is you had a borderline Gold Glover in right field, 30 home run hitter in Hunter Renfro, and then all of a sudden it was a good idea when Jackie Bradley Jr.'s contract costs more money than his does. So when you made the swap, you get JBJ back. And, just an awful move in terms of I'm just going to keep going back on this trade and how bad it was. I don't understand the good part about it at all because we already have defensive outfielders. Well, good defensive outfielders. Now you have a great defensive outfielder in JBJ. Don't get me wrong, but you have to take him out because his bat's so bad.
Worst hitter in the league.
Bat's so bad that you put your DH in left field. That's crazy. What's a good softball comparison there? Irish pup. What's a good one there?
Playing me.
Yeah. Medeiros and left.
We've tried that before.
Having to put me. Oh, my God. I've never returned to the outfield again after my day. I bet JD's going to look as bad as I did.
I would hope so.
I'm missing gimme fly balls.
He's got a hammer of an arm.
When's the last time he was played outfield?
He probably mixed in a couple like last year.
I expect a lot of errors from him.
I remember in particular, there was a play off the Green Monster. Because if he plays right field, that is the dumbest thing I ever heard. That's the toughest right field to guard baseball.
You need someone that can run.
Yeah, left field's still a bit of a learning curve just because of the Green Monster. But at least if it hits the monster, it's right there. I remember last season there
was... It also eats you up, though.
Yeah, no, it could definitely eat you up. He got a one bouncer off the wall, barehanded it, threw the guy out of the dish. Guy's got a cannon but can't move to, save a blindfold.
Who's our right fielder right now?
Right fielder is probably going to be Jackie Bradley Jr.
Center?
Kiki Hernandez.
Okay.
Left field, Alex Verdugo. So the whole thing is when a lefty is pitching, JD Martinez in left.
Left.
Verdugo in right. And then...
Mackey in center.
Yeah. Hernandez in center.
Yeah.
So, and then I touching upon the rest of the positions of the team, I think Bobby Dalbec, I predicted 30 home runs last year. I think he was about at, 25? I think he's going to be really pushed this year by Tristan Casas, who will eventually get the September call-up. But it's Dalbec's position to lose. I think it was a good – I would take Freddie Freeman any day of the week. Don't get me wrong. But not getting him is not the end of the world at all. Christian Vasquez is one of the best catchers in the league defensively. Then you have the whole left side of the infield there. Who should be getting contracts right now? And Rafael Devers and Xander Bogaerts. Anything else to add before I go to the pitching?
How are the Yankees looking?
Freddie Freeman going to the fucking Dodgers. Disgusting.
You see, that hurts.
The Dodgers have taken you over, I feel.
That
like.
Hurts way they more have. For you than it hurts for me because I'm like, oh, whatever.
Yes. Still got Rizzo. Got Josh Donaldson now, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, I think I personally like Lineup's the trade. We played Gio. I watch a glimpse, and I know it's just spring training, but I watched Gio Urshela play third base, made like a horrible error, and then struck out so bad. So maybe it's for the best.
I mean, at least like Gary became an automatic out, like, or a home run. So like at least there's like some contact there. Whoever the fuck plays catcher.
That's what I'm saying. No, I was talking with Shukri last week, also a Diamond Blades plug there. But yeah, he was just like, I don't really know this catcher either. I was like, all right, well, that's probably for the best. If you don't know the catcher, he's usually a sick catcher but can't hit.
Yeah,
and that's fine.
that's usually fine. How it goes.
That's okay.
And we got Higgy Smalls back there too.
Higgy Smalls. There you go.
So it should be good.
Pitching, though, for the Red Sox, Chris Sale is out with a rib injury. People are, you know, up in arms with that. But I think not so fast. I compare his injury bug with, like, Rob Gronkowski's. It's like, all right, you know what? It's probably a blessing in disguise he doesn't play the first 2 months because, you know, we might need him for postseason play. You know, he's not going to go a full season anyways. So you might as well push it back.
He's a notorious fall-off guy.
Exactly. And I think if you just give him less reps, he's going to, you know, equal his opportunity even more. Nathan Eovaldi, I think, is the unsung ace of this team, whether Chris Sale's healthy or not.
Coward.
And then I think Tanner Houck is going to go off and be the, most improved player on the team by far. I think he's going to be their third starter, could even be the second best starter by the end of the year. He has amazing stuff. His slider
is
so filthy.
Yeah, his slider is disgusting.
He's a guy to look out for this year. And if you're really worried about Red Sox pitching, I think they're going to be a lot better than they were last season.
Chris Sale was also, like, talk about it all the time on here, but just one of the great examples of how whack baseball injuries are.
Yeah.
That guy, like, threw a batting practice slider and, like, broke a rib.
Yeah, that's awful.
Like,
that's
are you terrible. Fucking kidding me?
rounding it out, you have, I think, in the rotation, it will be Nick Pivetta, who was solid last year. Got hit around at times, but that's a solid number four. And then my favorite guy, probably on the team this year, Rich Hill throwing 85-mile-an-hour fastballs, age 43, saying Brady's doing this, Brady's doing that. No, it's Milton Mass native Rich Hill throwing slurves, throwing
everything. He'll be on this show,
he's throwing junk, hopefully.
We're getting.
I tried finding his social. He's, like, not even on social media, which just tells you how old
we're going to drag him in.
Yeah, so, yeah.
A five-starter, though, bet on every team in this whole effing league. Looking forward to just whether he's the fifth starter or just becomes like this long reliever where if they like getting killed or the game's already over in the third inning, like I'm all for this guy being on the team this year.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to happen eventually. Stuff. Eventually, your four or five starters just become fucking whoever the hell comes up.
Mm-hmm. Sweeps, rounding out on like baseball, you know, sweeps Carlos Correa's sweepstakes ended to the Twins. That's kind of, I don't even know what to think of that movie. Just went to a team that I don't think is going to be a big contender this
year.
And
that happened at like 2 a.m. too.
That's sick.
Like it just like everyone, like I think even like the MLB like guys like woke up and were like, wait, what the fuck? Like,
wouldn't you want to do that though? If
you were a cheating scumbag?
No, if you were like make like the guy, like if you were like a due for a payday contract, like just one of us, wouldn't you want to just fuck everyone up and just like, yeah, 3 a.m, dude, let's sign with the Sox.
Yeah. And I think
everyone
it's like
wakes up to the good and horrible news.
It's like crazy. It's like something like he can opt out. He can opt out like next year or like this year even or something like that. It's something crazy. It was a very weird contract. I forget the exacts of it.
Are they playing a full 162?
Yep.
Okay. They're not even behind schedule.
I think they missed the series or two, but they'll make it. They'll make it back.
Yeah, I think like they missed like several days of fucking and like
a week, if that. I don't even think.
Yeah, they'd also they can do it.
Yeah. Steele, Magic, any final takes on baseball before I ask the question of the night?
Nah, not
percent
really.
Of that granted, let's
I'm riding. I'm saying it early. I'm riding the Rays all year. Really commit.
What else?
I'm really going to commit to Tampa this year fully.
But you ride on time while you're at it.
Yeah, that, I mean the Blue Jays too, man. They're stacked.
Yeah, Blue Jays stacked. That's a hell of a lineup. Oh my god!
You didn't sell me too much on the Sox team. They sound this. I mean, can they make a miracle run again like last year?
Last year was a miracle run.
I don't know if they got that.
That's
in the
problem.
More time.
That last year was a miracle run.
I'd like a little more moves.
And now, like the expectation, like their expectation last year was to win like 80
it was zero.
Games.
Yeah, we
now
didn't
you have
care
some
much
expectation,
about
and I'm talking about the pitching. This year is going to be better than last year. Like I could just go fucking. Yeah, it
would be a shame if it wasn't. It would be such a shame if it wasn't.
Yeah, that take could come back to haunt you. Yeah. Let's revisit that take.
That's the whole thing with like the difference between baseball and everything else. It's just like rhythm, dude. If you're just like playing well, the chemistry's there. Even like what the Celtics are doing right now. If the chemistry's there, you're going to keep rolling. But there's way more aspects in the game of baseball, dude. You could have a bad defensive team. You could have a team who doesn't hit anything. Or you can just have a pitching staff who gets absolutely shelled.
Yeah.
So like, there's a lot of things that could happen. Like you could have that's the one good thing I feel good about at the Red Sox too. Having a good manager, making the right moves. I'm a big fan of Alex Cora. I think he's the second best coach in Boston right now. I think that's without question.
Yeah, I've like forgotten what a good manager's like.
Who's even yours now?
I don't even the extension for Aaron Boone.
Cousin Aaron.
They gave the worst manager in the fucking league.
Joe Torre so much.
Yeah, that was Joe Girardi at least had a good.
I like Joe Girardi. He had some balls. That's a good coach.
And he wasn't a giant fucking loser.
I know. You guys should fire him like within a month if you guys suck.
They gave him a fucking extension. Are you kidding me? That might have been the worst move I've ever seen in any sport.
They should have let CeCe bend the coach, like be the coach. That'd be sick.
I'd guarantee the World Series if CeCe became the manager. Guarantee it.
Because he wouldn't take no bullshit. He'd be like, all right, dude, get the fuck out.
He'd get ejected once a week.
Easy.
Once a week.
So my question here, who is the, and I've heard it on talk radio, I've heard it just around the airwaves all week, who is the most important player in Boston sports right now?
Yeah, I've been seeing that
right now.
Around. You pick Swayman, I know I saw.
Yeah, but there's... So I pick Swayman. I'll tell you why after I get your answers. The easy answer is Jason Tatum. And I think there's no denying that he's the best player in Boston right now on any team. I think there's no denying that at all.
I think in Portland, I might honestly go Marcus Smart because I think the Celtics, like, is Tatum what he's doing? Like, I think the Celtics players would be, like, the most important player on our team is him.
Yeah, culture.
Yeah, like, culture. I think they would say him and what, like, I mean, what they're doing. I mean, it has to be. I don't know.
I want to pick a weird pick, but Swayman probably would have been it. You took my ringer. And he is a good ringer pick. You brought up a good point. I got to go. Got to go fucking.
I'll go first. So I keep thinking. The Swayman pick is very interesting. So you compare it all. And I just like, okay, how is he more important than Jason Tatum? You take Jason Tatum off the Celtics team. Yeah, they're not going to go anywhere. And if you're talking about title contention, then maybe he's probably the more important guy. Because they're still making the playoffs without Jason Tatum. I feel confident in that.
Yeah.
If you take away the only goaltender I feel confident in a team that is playing a very tough Eastern Conference in the NHL there, in Jeremy Swayman, who has been electric, probably one of the best goalies in the Eastern Conference the last 2 months since Tuukka's left. You take him away, and who knows what this team is, especially in postseason play. You don't want to go into a series against the Lightning, Panthers, Hurricanes, you name it, and have Linus Allmark as your goaltender. Yeah, I think that makes no sense.
No, from day one, it was either Swayman like took over, or like it was going to be kind of a bust like playoff. Because like if we were going into the playoffs with Allmark, I mean that's just like that's a Freddie Anderson fucking like we're not going to get anywhere. He's doing great this year, so I shouldn't say him. I'm talking about his Maple Leafs days.
Oh,
he's doing
Anderson.
He's doing unreal for
Anderson.
The Hurricanes. Like he's like probably gonna like be second or third in Vezina voting.
Now Jaroslav is on a different team. Now what team is he on? Halak.
Loch Ness Monster. I'm not sure.
No. Who is your pick? Magino got a pick.
I'll go Tatum.
Tatum.
Yep. I wish I could pick like Raphael, fucking Rich Hill.
Rich Hill.
But I can't defend
he's
that.
He's pretty
pick.
Important, man.
Just say Bergeron out of respect.
I'll go Tatum because I want them to. I really hope they pull off a full fucking from wanting to blow the team up to like somehow winning a ship. It would be unreal. And it would put me to bed for saying Tatum's not like the elite guy that I've shit on him for a long time.
Is there anything in the Mac Jones that brings this conversation?
No. The Pats are dead.
Brad Marchand could be in there. You could definitely go.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
With his new cereal?
But that cereal looks great.
And shout out
to... What is it called? March Munch?
March Munch.
Love. Terrible name, I think.
Awful name.
My dad said the guys were rolling at work about it. They said it's good stuff that's getting on the shelves at Shaw's and Star Market. Big shout out there.
Isn't that like a big thing? Everyone's dropping cereals? Someone else did it, or am I wrong?
Going on for years.
Or the pasta drop pasta.
Yeah,
I have not bought that yet. That's like Ed's Stop and Shop, and I've been meaning to buy
that. What could be so special about that pasta?
everything. it's got a bunch of Genos in there.
Yeah, you see what they, yeah, come on, man.
Moving on. So it's been a hell of a NCAA tourney so far. Bunch of upsets. In particular, I will just point out from the first weekend, the St. Peter over Kentucky was incredible.
I was talking with Justin earlier. Like, dude, if I saw that they were the St. Peter's Peacocks, I might have picked them.
Really?
I swear on my life, like, as a, like that, that name wins you
over
a
Kentucky
first
would have picked them?
Over Kentucky's a choke artist school. I didn't have Kentucky going that far.
Fair, fair.
I read an article, I think on Barstool or something, about, like, how, like, the improbable of the St. Peter team. So they play it like a YMCA.
That's what I'm saying. When you learn those things, you win round one of March Madness.
And they've
how
like
it goes.
They've had to cancel games because the court has been flooded, and it gets flooded because their showers are right above the court, so it comes down. So like they're ruining themselves by doing it.
I would have made them a fucking mortal lock if I knew this shit.
Yeah, honestly.
This wins you a game.
That's how you
March
play
March
through
Madness.
Adversity.
Yeah, this is how you get through March Madness.
They're like, this is fucking, we're living the dream.
And like Justin said earlier, they asked the coach, they were like, are you worried going up against the big boys from Kentucky? He was like, every player on my team's from New York and New Jersey. They ain't scared of shit.
Like, what a factor.
And they said
from a Catholic coach, nonetheless.
He was like on a Seton Hall team, the head coach on a 15 seed team, and got to the Sweet 16.
That coach,
something like that.
He also runs. I'm pretty sure he runs the team's official Twitter account. And Jay Bilas put out like his like Sweet 16 like rankings, and like obviously St. Peter's was like 16th in the rankings, mm-hmm. and he just quote tweeted it with the team's Twitter and just said coward.
You also got your.
I got them over Purdue. Does anyone else have them over Purdue?
I'm kind of in. I think I'm in.
You have your Miami U team.
Yeah, onto the Elite Eight. Iowa State, fuck them.
Yeah, no, and that's the best part about the U thing. You got the shit. Like every like
he actually is going to win that.
There's
game,
always
probably.
A matchup in the Sweet 16 that's just like a
nonsense.
Shit matchup.
Yeah, nonsense.
That's it. You got it.
And I knew I had that in my bracket because like Auburn basketball, no way, no way will I believe in them for like five more years.
Yeah, who was that team they lost to in their tournament that we watched? Or I was here for? Fuck. It was an upset. I don't know.
I'm not sure. I have no idea.
Auburn? I can't remember.
Might have been Tennessee?
No.
I'm not
sure. But shout out to Tennessee for losing to Michigan. That's who I'm riding here. I'm going to keep riding the Michigan
way. I still got Arizona on the way to win.
I still got a future to win $2,000 for Kansas. So I'm riding. I had Kansas outright and I had Tennessee outright. Tennessee fucked me, but... We're on to Kansas.
Yeah.
We're on a big run.
So you don't like my guys then?
Who are they playing?
The Michigans who kicked Tennessee out.
Oh, I think that was a good upset. I'll take it. I'm not going to grow a grudge for a team losing money.
What are some other good big games here? That Miami Texas. One's good.
So
Purdue's going to be a good one.
Texas,
I think
Texas Tech and Duke. Texas Tech is going to Coach Krzyzewski. This is recorded on a Thursday. This comes out Friday or Saturday. This is going to be Coach K's last game. He's done. He's dead. Put him
there. Pat Foley would have something to say against that.
Yep.
When we do our locks,
laying the law.
When we lay down the law.
Laying down the law.
Yeah. Yeah. No. I mean, Texas Tech. OC, they are like the best.
So who do you think? Who do you got winning?
Arizona.
Arizona
still going.
Who's your? Oh yeah, Magic didn't even enter a team.
I didn't enter a bracket, but I'm riding Michigan.
Ride Michigan. I got Kansas.
Why not you?
Kansas, rocking with Kansas still.
Did you like my laying down the law pick of Wright State over Arizona?
I loved it. That was incredible. Great stuff.
That's how you just feed the charities out there. You know?
Oh, for sure.
Giving back to the people.
But it would have been great if that hit.
Oh, for sure. We're going to lead it now on to our big guy, Craig Kelly, does a hell of a job at Slight Edge Fitness and Performance. You know, it's getting around to beach season, guys, so you might want to get there before it's too late. Talking to myself included.
All of us.
Yeah.
2022 is here. Do you have your resolution? Here's an idea. Make your way down to Slight Edge Fitness and Performance located in Braintree, Mass. Owned and operated by Coach Craig Kelly, you can be assured you are getting the best training around. Whether looking to improve your health or gain a slight edge on your competition, this is the gym for you. Group fitness classes as well as personalized one-on-one training are both available. Make sure to visit slightedgefit.com as well as follow them on Instagram at slightedgefitness and set up a consultation today. It's time to get fit, so let it rip.
And we're back. We're getting to football talk, but before that, let me do some introductions. it's great to see the guys blast from the past. Jimmy Haskins, Shlomo Bo in the building tonight, and Hedge Better. Hey, it's phenomenal to see you guys.
Absolutely. Absolutely, gentlemen.
Mass Music Radio is in the headquarters.
Exactly.
Yes.
What kind of introduction is that? Can I have one more spunk, please?
It's time. Introducing.
Give me some Bruce Buffer.
It's Jimmy Haskins. Go grab your girl some napkins.
Whoa.
Sensation of perspiration. You know what it is. I'm spitting on this mic. It's going down. I'm so glad to be back on the show, guys. Steel and Naz in studio. Hedge Better. Wow. Look at this fucking place, guys.
What'd you have for dinner?
Great stuff.
Adderall and a smoothie.
Nice. Yeah. Let's go.
Dinner of champions.
Yeah.
Nice PB cup from Revive & Co. Shout out.
Oh, here we
plug
go.
Plug right there. Yeah.
Love that. Yeah. Love that. Yeah. Slide it in.
Now, before we get into football talk, I want to kind of know what you guys have been doing, you know, in terms of Mass Music Radio and, you know, having fun. Shlomo Bo helped us with the live event last month.
Super fun.
Yeah, we missed seeing you there.
Yeah, well, my grandfather died.
That's
and then today my other grandfather died. So RIP to both.
RIP.
It's very,
very sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't mean to bring the vibe down, but both live long lives, and I'm doing much better. Thank you. Appreciate it, bro.
Good.
But yeah, I let Shlomo talk his shit because it's his company, and he's been doing a lot of the work.
Yeah, man. Life is good. Busy. We got some new podcasts we're working on. I've been doing a lot more film work, as you guys know. We worked together a few weeks ago at the bar. And I've just been working on a few different video projects. The main one is for business sake, just highlighting local businesses.
Very cool.
And we did 3 episodes last year. We're going to be doing a few more this summer. And just keeping it rolling, you know. Just for me, I'm trying to challenge myself to learn new skills, new, you know, just be more of an asset to, you know, whatever team I'm on. So it's a challenge to do video work, and then I'm also learning lighting, like stage lighting. As you know, we're bringing back our DJ sets. We have guest DJs come on the station. So, yeah, we're just
shout out DJ Bo.
Yeah, I was about to say the boys are back. Yeah, DJ baby, let's go.
Shout out Mazel Tov Media. That's a great name. Great name.
Great logo you made too for your own last name. I got it. I've always wanted to like make a cool logo out of my name in some way. He killed it. That's
it was a
official.
Collab effort. I sketched it out, and then I had to have, you guys know Andy.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
One of my favorite designers, I'm like, Andy, I need you to do this, you know, tweaking it, and he was able to get it exactly how I wanted.
It looks dope.
Yeah.
And I see it's on merch, so maybe buy it if you like cool designs and you don't even know what it really says.
No,
unless
these
you
are
know.
Exclusive.
You don't know
like,
it. Oh, yeah. I take that
get
back.
Get the plug out of here. Get the plug out of here.
Bro. So I gave one to my mom, my nana, my sister, and my brothers.
That's fair, actually. Yeah. That's fair.
Love that.
So unless you marry my sister, my mom, or my nana, you might not get one.
Careful what you wish for.
I spend a lot as someone who spends a lot of time with your nana. I'm interested. I'm throwing my hat.
kind of want that sweatshirt.
Oh yeah, hell yeah.
I gotta ask about the I'm trying to remember the name of the business.
For business sake.
Yes.
I gotta ask because you guys were just in Martha's. Was it Martha's Vineyard?
Yeah.
So tell me about that experience. And it looked like you guys had a great time. You guys hyped up a hotel there. And just tell me the behind the scenes too, because you guys had to have some fun.
So we highlighted the Dockside Inn. It's like a boutique hotel down in the vineyard. And the host, Jake Liberty, he worked there following. He graduated UMass spring of 2017. Went down there for the summer. Was tearing it up. Was, you know, tour guiding people around the island. And he came to me. We finished episode 1, Pearl and Lime. And we wanted to start production for the second one. He said, Shlomo, my old boss is an absolute gem. Like, we need to go interview this guy, Johnny Showtime.
Wow.
Another Showtime.
Showtime, Craig, Showtime. Where are you at?
The real Showtime. No show tonight, huh?
Oh, yeah. And if you know Jake, coming from him, I was like, I need to meet this guy.
Yeah.
And so we went down there on a Thursday. We brought Jimmy. We brought Antonio with us to help with production. And on Thursday, he let us borrow his Jeep. We drove all over the island. I brought the drone. We were filming just, you know, the sights and sounds. And then Friday, we interviewed Johnny. We basically filmed all over the hotel. And then Saturday, we just got some remaining shots and we came back home. But it was a challenge, to be honest. Like, obviously, the first episode we recorded in Quincy. So if I needed extra shots, I could just go back to the restaurant.
True.
This is on the vineyard, and we knew we were not coming back. So, you know, I had to make sure I got every single shot that I needed. And it turned out perfect.
That one's out yet? I haven't checked that one.
It just came out.
I watched the Pearl and Lime.
It was awesome.
I also was at Pearl and Lime last night, so shout out to them. Best fucking food and margaritas.
That was my Martha's Vineyard virginity, and I was more focused on having a good time, as you probably can tell. That's what I'm about.
Saw the hot tub? You know, hot tub?
Oh, yes. Rocking. Oh, yes. Oh,
yeah. You should have gone to save the Cape Cod Sands Inn. God knows they needed it more.
If that hot tub could talk, let me tell you. I also had my heart broken over there, too. Unfortunately,
In half a day,
met a girl, large breasts. Oh, she's nice. Very nice. Got very promiscuous, and then the next day, I'm deleted on Snapchat for no good reason. We had a good night. Yeah, maybe because we made out in front of our entire family.
That's all. Yeah, kinda, brother and all the buddies were not happy.
Yeah, I thought I was gonna get chunked.
Really channeling your inner magic there.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I thought of you the whole time.
Oh boy, that's great stuff though. That's great to hear.
For business sake though, I'm really excited for season 2 too. I mean, and more shows ideas too. So
we'd love to make a cameo.
Mike, you want to be on the show?
I'm gonna be the first. I'm asking.
Yes.
I'd love to make a cameo.
Oh yeah, I think the next one we're gonna do is going to be on the dog walking company.
Nice.
Which should be a lot of fun to film. I used to work there, so I know what it's like a day in the life, and it's so much fun. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
How's it going?
That's great. We'll lead on into the sports talk we were going to go into, and we had to leave the football verse here for Mr. Jimmy Askins.
Oh, hell yeah! What an offseason!
Wild. What an offseason. Absolutely insane.
So what do you think's the biggest move in the offseason so far?
Well, that's a very tough one. I mean, let me just say, I called it. Brady's back. I mean, what do you guys think? Was it really? Did anyone? I didn't know what your guys' takes on it.
I thought he was done.
You truly thought he was done?
I really did.
Not a chance.
So I think he left, like, realized that he can, like, do the family thing a little bit. He tried to fight his way to Miami with, like, Sean Payton. I heard all that jazz, and then Flores threw like a wrench into that. So long story short, goes back to Tampa because he still wants to play football. So it's good to see Tom Brady back. I'm back rooting for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers as my second favorite team. And the Tampa rules.
Like he quit earlier than like I thought he would. Like came back earlier, but I knew there was no way he went like all summer being like, yeah, like I just love sitting here with my family.
Yeah.
Like, wow, I don't want to play football.
Shout out to marriage.
Like, no way.
Shout out to marriage and kids. Really, you guys are making it sound great.
Marriage, Mike? Possibly you.
Not me. Never me.
Like, Tom didn't want that. It's Tom Brady. He wants football.
I called it on my show, Askins for Trouble. But for the most surprising move on the offseason, I think you have to go maybe, the Browns wanted an adult at quarterback, so why not go with the biggest sexual deviant possible in the world, Deshaun Watson?
Cleveland's finest.
That was pretty surprising. That was the largest contract in NFL history, right?
Guaranteed money. Everything's guaranteed. I thought, too, because you thought it was either supposed to be, like, Atlanta or New Orleans, and all of a sudden just out of the chute, oh, yeah, I'm going to Cleveland now? Like, I didn't understand that at all.
Because it's all about the money.
Oh, that too. It's a good situation, though. Got your boy Amari Cooper.
Oh, I mean, we gave Cooper away for a bag of chips. So I was not exactly happy about that.
What kind of chips, though? What kind of chips you like?
Plain Lay's chips with no flavor, man.
No drink either, just the chips.
I mean, both our teams kind of been just sitting on their thumbs doing nothing this offseason.
Yeah, at least
right?
You're in a conference where, like, there's only, like, one or two teams.
Yeah, none of your teams are doing anything.
We're, like, the 12th best team on paper in our own conference.
Yeah, it's not good. I mean, especially with the Miami Dolphins, the move they made the other day. Who saw that coming? Tyreek Hill. And I actually think it's a great good move for the Chiefs, to be honest.
I think it's a great move for the Chiefs.
Yeah, they picked up Vontaze Scanlon, too. So, like they got receivers galore.
Yeah,
let's
not give a guy $30 million a year who has off-the-field issues and is just an asshat.
Could be gone on a whim, Tyreek Hill. You know, it's
great
it's,
player. And not to mention, they have no quarterback to throw to him either. Like, and that's the thing that's going to happen with the Dolphins, too. They have Jalen Waddle, who's a tremendous receiver, and now they got Tyreek Hill. And when they realize how bad Tua sucks, it's going to be complaint. It's going to be turmoil. Before you know it, he's going to get bought out of his contract and probably go back to
the team. Tua is on note. He's in trouble.
Oh, yeah. I mean, how many of those, like when Tyreek Hill is wide open on a deep ball and gets missed? Like, it's not going to take many for him to be like,
fuck
this.
Okay, I love him, but he's got the same arm as, like, Tebow.
Hey, like, it could be Teddy Swagwater time.
I would love that. I live for that.
But what about that little nerdy fucking head coach they have, who's supposed to be a genius? Where did he come from?
I have no take on him until I actually see him, like, either good or bad coaching.
I'd be terrified if I was you guys of that. I mean, what the hell?
The Bills got Von
terrified
Miller,
of Miami. I am. Well, I'm not a Patriots fan, but you got
You talked to were you Tampa
Bucks
Tom?
Guy? Bucks guy. Yeah.
I was with Tampa before Tom. When Tom left, I stuck with them. I was riding that fucking pirate ship to the. Well, it was still tough.
Magic was there in the 80s with the creamsicles.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I was riding that pirate ship down in the bottom of the depths. But he's back.
Brad's I have like all of the AFC teams up. I'm going to go through and be like, okay, that team's better on paper or that team's not better on paper than the Patriots. The Titans better on paper?
No.
Yes. No. Yes. No, I don't think so. Kansas City's better on paper.
Yes.
Bills better on paper. Bengals. Raiders too.
Davante Adams, man. That's a huge fucking get.
Chandler Jones. That team, they think.
The Raiders got Davante?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Hell of a trade. Raiders. Oh. Breaking news.
Fuck it, Josh McCain.
That's big.
But no, that's another division, you know, talking about here of they think that team's going to finish last. Like, that division's a wagon.
That's AFC West, right?
Yeah that's
every team makes the playoffs, especially with Russell Wilson and the Broncos.
Which now you're telling us, unless we somehow can overpass the Bills, that the Patriots aren't making the playoffs.
Oh, I would almost probably put a gallon of milk on that, possibly.
Uh-oh.
Good
God.
The originator
of
the
It's not even April.
The man who started the milk gallon.
How did you? What was that like? What was that bet that you lost that you had to do the milk?
So check? Overall, my whole history against the milk, I'm 1-1, and the game I lost the first ever milk challenge was the Raiders and the Saints on Monday Night Football, where whole 2% gallon of milk on my head, and that started off a great tradition for the Steel and Ass podcast.
It did.
Yeah. I said Matt leads the league. I lost the Bills Mafia, and I was perfectly okay with it because
because you didn't pour it on your head, but I mean,
you did it wrong.
I did it.
Guy does a milk challenge and pours it behind his head. Dribbling. And he's like, wasn't that bad?
It was in the middle of the head. I got a big head.
Video evidence of it.
Anton's literally dying. Got a little kid running away with the towel. He can't even see. He's tripping over.
Anton was in a blizzard.
Some eggnog on there too, man. That was something else.
We'll get some Cowboys talking. So what do you think about your team right now? You got CD Lamb. You got the double running backs still in play. You got Dak Prescott. And you have a horrible coach in Mike McCarthy.
I'm just sitting here waiting for Jerry Jones to die, to be honest. I mean, it sucks to say. We're not going to win nothing until Jerry is up in the rafters. And it sucks to say. We have a very nice stadium. That's great.
That's cool.
Randy Gregory punked us like a little bitch.
That was sick.
That was cool.
No, that was sick.
That just reflects his character. And you know what? He's a bad character guy anyway. He's probably going to get high and miss 8 games or something.
Respect. He sounds like an unreal fucking guy.
It sounds awesome.
Not the kind of guy you want on your team, though.
No, definitely not. It sucks, man, because we traded Cooper for, honestly, because of the Zeke contract. And we're stuck with Zeke Elliott, who has a very expensive contract, and he's not even the best running back.
You got
on the team.
Van Der Esch back. Van Der Esch is a hell of a linebacker.
Oh, did we? I thought he was going to the Pats.
No, I thought he was going to the Pats too.
And I would have loved that.
He just seems like a Patriot, you know?
I feel like the Cowboys and Patriots are in similar positions because they made all the moves last year, and now they're kind of waiting for something eventually to. I'm sure they've lost on a couple like free agent signings, and there's still guys more at the play. But the Patriots, they're looking at the draft. I think they did their bread and butter. I see that on the wall right there. Last offseason, so this offseason, I think it's going to be more building through the draft. And you know that name Jarvis Landry, who everyone was targeting in Kansas City, and Kansas City gets Scanling, whatever the hell is his full name.
MVS.
Yeah, so he's out there in play. I think Jarvis Landry would be a great fit in New England.
I would love Jarvis Landry.
Yeah.
Well, back on the Cowboys, like you guys mentioned, the conference is pretty weak. The division especially is super weak. I think the Eagles could possibly make a leap in that division as well. Jalen Hurts, I think, is pretty underrated, even though Philly kind of seems not to be completely sold on them. We can win the division, and once you're in the playoffs, you're there. But you got to improve that offensive line. And, yeah, man.
I would have to – I'm going to intercept here. Washington, Carson Wentz, coming at you.
No.
Oh, my God.
The Commanders.
It's either Cowboys or Eagles.
The Commanders. Fucking, the Commanders. Oh, it's so cringe, man.
Carson Wentz has gone to die. His name will be irrelevant.
Yeah, he's going to get beat out by Heineke.
The picture
Heineke.
Of him in the jacket?
Oh, yeah.
That's the most cringe picture.
What was he? What kind of jacket's he wearing?
Looked like he was like a 2-9 quarterback on Quincy High School.
That was tough. Yeah, that was
And odd, that's the guy you're rooting for?
It's my softball.
I'd much rather have Curran Jorgensen than Carson Wentz. The Commanders, man, what a terrible team name. They really missed the ball. They could have been like the Mean Machines, and then they could have traded for Deshaun Watson and Tyreek Hill. and maybe get Ray Lewis out of retirement and have a real like all prison team. You know,
I like that.
That could have been a
that wins you games. I think
the Washington
people wouldn't like
conspiracy theorists. Maybe.
That's pretty long.
It's as bad as the Commanders.
I think generals like would have been easy. Sentinels would have been like better than Commanders.
I guess, yeah. I don't know. I like Washington, the meme makers.
Wildcats.
Ooh.
It's kind of a college type.
Very thing, high school, yeah. Very generic. Yeah. I'm in more than Commanders.
Warthogs.
Warthogs.
I got names for days.
Yeah, I think you just put that franchise to shame. Like just body bag. Should call me. Yeah.
Washington Trumps.
Oh my God.
That would have set the place on fire. That would have been awesome.
Washington, let's go, Brandon.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be good.
It's a little too much.
Yeah, the Commanders.
Yeah, football talk, though. I think, the Patriots are probably screwed, not because of what they haven't done. It's because of what everyone else has done. And, you know, you have a team like the Browns who've gotten guys. Chargers have reloaded on defense. J.C. Jackson, Khalil Mack. Miami's looked, you know, pretty well with this pickup here the last couple of days.
Bengals got an O-line.
And the Colts, I think Matt Ryan still has plenty more to play for. I think that's a team that's...
Did that move happen yet?
Yeah, he's
Jesus,
on... Yeah.
I missed everything.
Yeah, Matt Ryan
was
on
Hell
the
of
Colts.
A weekend. Hell yeah, of a weekend.
It was a week. Even Mitchell Trubisky on the Steelers, do not count him out. He's a better option than what you had from...
Who'd the Bears get?
Big Ben last year.
Justin Fields. The future.
Oh, they're using him? Okay.
But no, we're not like... The NFC's like basically irrelevant because Tom Brady's just going to... It's either Tom Brady or the Rams. Whoever.
Or Rodgers, but yeah.
No, Rodgers has no one to throw to. He's done.
Okay.
Let me ask you this.
I'm good with that.
Julio Jones. I mean, there's still guys out there.
To who?
Green Bay?
So Green Bay, if they get Julio Jones and Antonio Brown, I'm in.
Ooh.
Boom. I'd hate that.
I forgot about
I hope they go back to Tampa. I need them on Tampa.
What
both
an evil
of them.
Team that would be. That would be incredible, to be honest. That'd
I
be
want
sick.
Them both on Tampa and Edelman coming out of retirement. Just a dream team. Really fucking shove it down Goodell's throat.
I really hope.
Brady's still got beef with them.
Yeah, if Edelman's knee ever came back to play, because everyone's like, oh, no, he'd come back to New England. I'm like, no, I would hope he'd go to Tampa. I would
Hell
hope
yeah.
he'd go play with Brady.
And now, as you say Rodgers no one to throw to. What about guest on the podcast, A.J. Dillon?
Oh, I mean, that's out of the backfield. They have probably the best tandem of running backs in the league. A.J. Dillon's my guy. But but when it comes down to brass tacks, like...
Nice recovery.
I might start going working out with E.J. Perry trying to get on that squad this year.
Wow, let's ride.
Keep your eyes out for E.J. E.J. is going to be
Great
a Mac
guy.
Jones type guy this
had
year.
Him a couple weeks ago, he... He balled out in the Senior Bowl, whatever it's
likes
called.
Likes his trash. He likes to pick up trash.
Yep. He went viral.
You do great in Philly.
You can't teach the ability to pick up trash.
You can't.
Trust me. As someone who's done it for work most of their life, you can't teach
either
that.
Either got it or you don't. Yeah. Either got it or you don't.
Let me tell you, Steele, come on now.
You can't teach dumpster diving either.
Oh, no, you can't. No.
Speaking
no.
of that, let's get into Batman.
Well, we can't get into Batman, so I'm only seeing it.
True, we can't.
You can ruin it. I don't plan on seeing it.
You're not going to see it?
Okay. Yeah. Are you good?
Yeah.
Joey's going to shut the door because he can't hear it.
Cover your ears.
Yeah.
Cover
for
your
the
ears.
Record, I just want everyone... Joey of Tale of the Tape, Joey Descending, also said that the Batman Begins is better than The Dark Knight Rises. So
no.
Roast him. You did say that.
Come on, man. Come on.
Better than The Dark Knight.
Oh, that was it.
That's my opinion. I hate The Dark Knight.
That's like a worst take.
Ludicrous, right? Have you ever heard anyone say that?
You said he hates The Dark Knight.
He hates
unbearable.
Wow.
He thinks The Dark Knight is unbearable. What?
That's a hot take right
movie
there.
Movie with the Joker, Heath Ledger.
What? Yeah, that might have been the worst take I've heard in quite
some
time.
It's a tough take.
Right out of the gate, Robert Pattinson, tremendous as Batman.
Stud.
Probably just Great. As good as Christian Bale, if not more. I think he's right up there with.
Let's debate. Let's start right there. Let's debate right from there.
Yeah, just
that's
a bit,
where it should
just
start.
A bit more emo, whereas like Christian Bale's obviously a fucking like stud instead of being like kind of a creepy Robert Pattinson.
You need another. You need another one for me to answer that question.
That's fair.
You need another one from me.
He did. I thought he brought everything. He was good.
Hour,
he was good.
It's a 3-hour film. I'm usually not a fan of long movies. That was a great long movie.
We need to normalize intermissions in the film.
I do like that. I do like
those existed
for real.
They have been plays. Yeah. They have them 3 fucking hours. The attention span of a normal human being these days very very small.
And when you buy a large popcorn, you want to get a refill. And I don't even want to take a piss during these movies. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Especially in this movie with the Riddler always doing something, I couldn't miss him. I needed to know what was happening.
Yeah,
you can't take a piss in that movie.
He was taping shit. It comes out that electric scene in the beginning where he just kills
the Riddler. Official. Stole the show. The
stole,
Riddler,
absolutely. Stole. Paul Dano. Paul stole Dano. The great actor. Paul Dano.
How about at the at the end? Oh,
the guy from, I'd like to call him the guy from The Girl Next Door. That's how I know.
Yeah, that's how I know him too.
I was like, who is this guy? With he the looks
rod.
Familiar.
With the rod.
With the rod.
He's got the mask on, whatever it is, the sock over his head. Let's do this.
The Girl Next Door is an underrated movie.
Oh, one of the cinema. One of the probably cinema. The first ever cinemas I got a boner to. Like that's how great it was.
Oh wow.
Used to jerk off to that movie.
Used to.
Sometimes. It depends. Sometimes.
I thought the most underrated part of the film, probably my favorite part of the film, was at the end when they lock him up and then all of a sudden you start hearing the Joker's laugh out of the next cell in the prison. And I think I read something and it was still like, oh, I don't know if it has to be him.
It is.
That
him.
Has to be the next
confirmed. It is.
That has to be the next movie.
I was hoping it's also an equally creepy actor. He's in like several other movies. He's
you like
in
that
the
guy?
Eternals.
I hate
He's a
that
weird
guy.
Fucking guy.
I hate
did
that
they
actor.
Did they show the actor?
Yeah.
Yeah. They didn't show him, but we know who he is.
Who
he
is
was
he?
In the
kind
credits.
Showed his eyebrows a bit.
His name's
eyebrows.
Fucking, I don't know his name. I forget
He was in the Eternals. He's a weird
He's in the Eternals. It's like Brandon Cavo or something like that.
New Joker.
Justin Cavill.
Put
something.
It this way, I don't think he's going to hold a candle to Heath or Joaquin.
Yeah,
I'll put it that way.
I mean, I don't think anyone.
Joaquin got real close when he climbed into that refrigerator. I felt that pain.
I don't think anyone can ever top Heath Ledger, man.
It was close.
Incredible. It was close.
If Joaquin died, I think we'd be having a different. It would be like one very close.
That scene with Robert De Niro at the end was like unbelievable.
Unreal.
As soon as
that would
I
be
heard,
like Jimmy coming on right here and blowing my brains. Just because he's question. Feeling some type of way.
The podcast isn't over yet. So.
Fair.
You find that funny, Magic?
No. Why? No, it's funny. What were your thoughts on it?
Man, I really enjoyed the film. Took my new acquired girlfriend. I tricked some girl to be my girlfriend recently. So Jimmy is off the market.
Wow.
All the ladies watching and listening to the podcast, don't get your fucking hopes up. I'm locked up. But yeah, I was a little distracted, making out a little bit during the film. But let me just say,
during the Batman,
during the Batman. Well, actually, I went to the Weymouth movie theater. Apparently, there's a movie theater in Weymouth. They're very old school, timey. Only two.
Yeah,
rooms.
We're talking about there. Yeah, right in the center there, where they have that stop sign and like. You kind of, if you go, you might get hit by like five cars.
Exactly.
Where in the hell is this?
It's in the middle of, it's like.
I have no idea what
you're
talking about.
It's South Weymouth Square. I know exactly what you're talking about.
$5 to get in. Can't
beat
that. Didn't check the bag, so we had a full like entree of meal to.
What'd you bring?
Taco Bell.
Some cold
let's go!
Full entree.
Chicken chalupa, Crunchwrap Supreme.
Yeah, Crunchwrap Supreme, the Wix.
Yeah,
30 rack in there.
Some cold cuts.
It's very suspicious when you're buying concession stands in a movie and you're only buying popcorn, no drinks. Like, the guy looked at us like.
You bought popcorn on top of the Taco Bell?
No, we got to have fucking popcorn.
That
in
sounds
movie.
Like suicide for the toilet.
You're talking about a kid who had Adderall and like coffee tonight. Like,
very
he's,
true.
He's going to have one of those nights where it's just Taco Bell and everything else.
Yeah. Life's about balance, my friend. Once I heard...
Look at the man's shirt. Sorry, look at the man's
back
shirt.
To neutral.
Back to neutral.
I'm very familiar. Once I heard Something in the Way by Nirvana in this, I was like, this movie's fucking on. Zoe Kravitz, I know I just said I'm locked up, but I'm not locked up for her. I'd tell
not
you that
one
right
bit.
Now.
Not one bit.
Hall
Good
pass.
Choice.
Hall pass. Let me tell you right now. She was phenomenal. I really enjoyed the... I don't know his name, the movie. The police chief that worked with Batman.
Yep.
He was fucking phenomenal.
He's good in everything.
Jeffrey Wright, I think. Guy from Westworld.
Yeah.
Guy from Westworld.
He was really good.
And Hunger Games.
I thought the cool part of that, too, was, like, I think in the other movie, like, the relationship kind of builds. And that one, like, they were already in there, like, swimwear. It was like, all right, Batman, this is what's going to happen. And boom, 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 boom.
No, they threw the whole kitchen.
Yeah.
It was like, we had Catwoman, Batman, the Penguin, the Riddler.
Damn.
All the bad mobsters, like they
just like the vibe.
They threw the kitchen sink at the
like,
wall.
It was so dark.
And the Joker
it was
so at the
red
end,
and just like it was just every scene was just like creepy.
The punches he threw.
How about the most
very aggressive?
How about the most amazing thing out of it? I saw Colin Farrell was in the movie, and then he was the fat penguin, and he didn't.
I bet you didn't know
damn
that.
Thing like him.
I bet you didn't know that he was the penguin.
I did not know that.
The guy who's sitting in the booth, the telephone booth, whatever it's called, phone booth.
Phone booth. Daredevil. He's in Daredevil as Bulls. What else is Colin Farrell in? He's great. He used to be my top SWAT.
He's in a lot of great movies. Total Recall remake.
He's in some shitty movies too. He's in like some really good movies, and then he's like really bad.
That's how it goes, man.
To back to New York.
Robert Pattinson was
in. Not everyone's Leonardo DiCaprio. You know
the werewolf movie, whatever that was. Twilight.
That did well. I'm not a fan of that, but that did well.
What, Twilight? You're not a fan of Twilight?
That's just not me.
One of the best scenes in movie history is the baseball scene in Twilight, where all these fucking vampires are just swinging for the fences and have the most intense game of baseball ever. Highly suggestible.
That sounds like something.
You should
grab. We'll look into that. Yeah, Stay tuned. We'll have our Twilight review.
Let me ask you this: back to the Batman. Long ass movie, and then you're finally getting to the Gotham Square Garden scene. I felt super fucking triggered. During that scene. I'm like, well, how realistic it was and like how this kind of
I always sink a little more in my chair.
Yeah.
Like if I'm this make sure my head's not like the head like next range. To me is a little higher. Very triggered.
What are you doing in that scenario?
Sinking in the chair, hoping you play dead. I don't know.
Yeah.
Keep your eyes on the exit.
Go to the top rope.
Top rope? What do you mean?
I don't know. Hanging out there.
lay the elbow down.
People's elbow, man.
Yeah.
Fuck around.
Oh, yeah. And the Joker movie, the Joaquin Joker movie, I felt it too. All these movies are like kind of amping up like mass hysteria. Like, and Batman movies are notorious for killing over inside the theater.
Yeah, like a bunch of Riddlers was like, holy shit.
Yeah. It was sketchy. I was definitely triggered.
Like, whoa.
No doubt about it.
Of mass shootings?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
I felt safe in Braintree. I'm sure you felt safe in the Weymouth Theater that no one even knows exists, but I don't know.
Stayed underground.
That's just the thing I didn't
You never
think
know
about.
When's going to be your day.
No, yeah. I didn't think about it at all.
But if someone told, like,
good vibes,
if
good
someone
vibes.
Brought up the topic while I was sitting down, I'm like, fuck, it's in my head. Like, that sucks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was in my head, but I was like, you know what? I'm okay going out to this. This movie's delivered.
I would not be okay dying in a movie theater. Just being real.
Yeah. Tough scene. Tough scene.
I hope you'd be in the middle of getting your hand job.
whole cut in the popcorn, you know? That's how I want to go. All buttered up.
Yeah, at least let them finish the crunch wrap, right?
Yeah, Taco Bell wrappers. Bury me with the Taco Bell wrappers. No question.
Congrats on the girlfriend, though.
Thank you,
congrats
bro.
On the sex.
Thank you. Well, thank you again. Wow. If you ever want to join, let me know.
Oh, God.
I know how you roll.
Oh, God. You're making me all red. Well, no.
I know how you roll, so, you know.
Yeah, yeah. That's old. I'm not like that anymore.
Want to hold the camera or anything?
Please. Oh, please.
Oh, please.
I don't. I will. Yeah, I would say that. That's it. Anything else before, you know, I think it's going to be beautiful tomorrow, 60s. Anyone got something big for the weekend? It's good to get out there, right?
Play I'm going down to New York day. City.
Oh,
that's Big good. Apple.
That DJ show?
No, I'm going to see Snow Allegra. It's an R&B singer.
Very nice. Don't know it. Love the name, though.
Yeah, yeah. It's super fire. I was there. I screwed up.
I remember
I
you telling
us about this. I bought tickets to Tom Misch, who's a super dope guitarist. He has a band. I bought the tickets in, like, I think it was July, like, way long ago, pre-sale. And I thought the show was in May. And so when I saw the Snow Allegra concert in, like, December, early January, I'm like, bet. I'm going to be there in May. I'll go in March. Perfect. Buy the tickets, and I didn't realize that it's the weekend before or the weekend after. So I went there this past week, and now I'm going back again, back to back. And my mom is not happy about watching Scooby, but we'll see. We'll see.
Who would want to take care of that precious dog?
He's a menace, but
Shlomo and the Big Apple, Jimmy at Big Night Live, seeing Pauly D tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Good God, let's go.
Gonna black out, fist pump, you know, gym tan laundry, the whole 10 yards.
You're a big club guy now, aren't
you? I'm a big club guy.
I've been seeing you in the club scene a little bit more these days.
Always meant to be. Always meant to be.
You only got one, you know, so you might as well celebrate a little bit, you know, a little bit of the bubbly, you know.
Pauly D is gonna be great, I have a feeling.
I will say, the last time he was here, he was wearing Naz's favorite former Celtics jersey, which kind of was a bad move.
PP or KG?
Former Celtic. Your
Kyrie?
Favorite.
Kyrie.
Oh, Kyrie, yeah. He was rocking a Kyrie Irving.
What
jersey.
An asshole.
Disgusting.
He's back in town. He's going to be playing all seven games in the playoffs.
Yeah, we talked about a bit, but...
Yeah, Naz is a fan now.
Naz is a fan now.
Oh, wow.
What do you got? Do you got the Celtics going deep?
You know what? I seen Naz's tweet about the bookie having the Celtics minus 400. I think those are fair odds. I think those are good dogs.
Cue the duck boats?
That was ridiculous.
On top of that, I will say this. I like to put a gallon of whole milk
on the
Celtics making the finals.
Okay, so if they don't make it, all right, boom.
That's a great. I like
welcome
that.
Back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
That's how you drop your dick on this show.
That's how I do it, baby. Dropping my milk dick right on the table.
I like it. Yeah. I hope it happens.
Yeah, before we wrap up, me and Magic got to see actually in different increments, but we went to KFC Radio Live last Friday at the Wilbur.
You guys went to that.
That was a great take. Not a big fan of Feidelberg. I still don't think he did that well.
I like it.
KFC could hold a room. That guy is very talented.
You'd also hold a mistress's tits.
Yeah, that was an easy shot. Easy shot. It was more of a comedy.
Someone had to.
It was more of a comedy show. Like they were just kind of getting after it, like talking about random shit. They didn't even really get into sports too much. Overall great show at the old Wilbur. Drink selection was awful. They had like either Harpoon IPA or
whatever's gift.
Your Angry Orchard or red wine. So I went with the red wine, and
I
was pretty damn drunk. I'm a keto guy right now.
I got myself a nice
loser.
Me and Craig, we've got two doubles, Captain and Cokes, $86. Four of them. Two doubles each, but that's ridiculous.
Just to clarify,
four drinks, like, 86.
That like you clarifying that didn't make it any better.
No, it didn't.
At least that $20 a drink.
Yeah that's still terrible.
But it was good. It was good.
Solid.
I thought KFC, always been a big fan of them. I've seen them before do this show, but they've definitely more comedy now. Like before, they used to have Big Cat on when I saw it. So
yeah,
it's like
been
a while.
That's when I kind of stopped listening.
Now they do like a real. Their live show is solid. They get the crowd in fucking play. Well, I thought.
The
crowd was in tune.
I just thought Feidelberg would come out of the woodwork after KFC went off about something, and then he would like talk about either like pussy or like cocaine, and like that's cool and all. But if that's the only thing you have to talk about, then like. It's really not that great of content, and I thought
that's all I got.
Kick
me off the show.
Yeah. I never said anything about you, man. Don't take what I say to heart about someone completely.
That was incredible.
You got to switch with Anas. Wine is where it's at. I went to a winery last weekend. Wine.
Wow.
Wine tasting.
Jimmy
asked change, man.
I don't know this guy anymore.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, what the fuck happened to you, man?
Dude. Incredibly horny. The wine. Gets you going.
Do some oysters, too.
Horrible hangovers. All oysters, great.
That's true.
We'll wrap it up there.
Yeah, folks, want to thank you for tuning in. Jimmy and Shlomo, always welcome every
absolutely,
week whenever
boys.
You guys want to come.
Absolutely.
Heads Better, Mass Music Radio, everyone for making this all possible. Big shout out to Slight Edge Fitness and Performance, Craig Kelly, you do what you do, and the law offices of Patrick J. Foley. We're going to have another nice couple picks. We're getting close to the end of the month here, so, the $10 are racking up. Towards what charity are we doing this month? It's the Quincy
baseball.
It's the Quincy Special Needs
baseball
program.
Yes. Special Needs Baseball.
Good. Yeah. So each month, we're gonna be donating money to a different cause. So that's great.
Got my first
James Askins Cancun Funk to know if you use a little bit of a little dough.
We'll put
one
that,
month.
We'll
one
put
month.
That one on the back burner.
Yeah. When's that? What's that? What time? We'll get a month in there.
Yeah.
July.
All
birthday
right.
Month.
Let's go.
There you go.
That's all from Stale and Az. Be safe out everyone there, and let's have a night.
There you go.
Let her rip. Have that.
Let's go.